أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خير خلقه محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. Brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في محكم كتابه المجيد: بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والشمس وضحاها، والقمر إذا تلاها، والنهار إذا جلاها، والليل إذا يغشاها، والسماء وما بناها، والأرض وما طحاها، ونفس وما سواها، فألهمها فجورها وتقواها، قد أفلح من زكاها، وقد خاب من دساها. In Surah Al-Shams, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after swearing in the name the sun, the moon, the day, the night, everything, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after showing the significance of all signs of His omnipotence, He says, I swear in the name of the soul, and that soul, if someone tries to purify it, they will be successful, and those who dilute it and cause damage to it will be losers. So here, brothers and sisters, we need to see how can we care for our souls. First of all, it goes without saying that we are concerned with the cleanliness and beauty of our appearance. We try to come fresh and clean in public by using soap, apply all types of perfumes, fragrances, and appear very nice in public, so we deserve respect. So people spend millions or billions of dollars every year in the perfumes, in beauty salons, in manicure and pedicure, in cosmetic surgery, and tens of other ways to appear good, to appear nice, to appear clean. Why? Because it is obvious that we care for our body. What about our soul? Don't we need to think about the cleanliness of our souls, the beauty of our souls? People naturally feel hungry and thirsty when they need to have food and any beverage, any water that quenches the thirst. They think every day and plan for the nourishment of their body, whatever is cuisine there, but what type of food they are going to consume. But aren't we in need to think about the nourishment of our souls? In the first step, we see that people are concerned about the healthy body, our organs, our skin, whatever limb or an organ, when any ailments, any defection or infection, we immediately rush to consult a physician, to go to the hospital, in order to cure the ailment. What about the ailments which may have impact on our souls? Brothers and sisters, this is an issue which many people are not giving that attention or concern to it. Let's start with the first one, and that is the beautification or purification of the soul. For example, there are vices. They are sins. They are immoral things that we have to avoid them, like greed, like selfishness, like arrogance, and tens of other vices. So, if we are concerned and we want to purify our souls, we have to keep away from all these immoral things. When the heart, and by heart we do not refer to this muscle which pumps the blood within our veins too, called the circulation. No, the heart is the center of awareness and comprehension and consciousness. So when our hearts are in disease or diseased, what shall we do about them? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Al-Imran, وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ زَيْغٌ. In another ayah, فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ, which means when there is some sort of inorder, some disease in people's hearts, they act in a way that it is not considered to be appropriate according to the Quran and according to Islamic teaching. So, in this way, we have to cure our souls, our spiritual entity, as we are concerned with the curing of all ailments which are related to our body. Of course, for the body, the nourishment is to offer the proper food with whatever vitamins or whatever, requirements to keep you fit, to keep you strong. To drink, when you don't drink enough water, you see the consequences and some unwanted physical, situation there. What is the nourishment of the soul? How do we care for that? According to many Quranic references, remembering Allah, communicating with Allah, feeling and believing in His omnipresence, these are really the way that we can nourish our souls. In Surah number 13, Ayah 28, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. In remembrance of Allah, hearts, again, the center of awareness, the conscious, though this, the hearts find tranquility and comfort. And opposite to that, those who turn away from remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. Those who turn away from remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they focus only on the worldly affairs and don't pay any attention to the nourishment of their souls, to remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause stress to people And on the day of judgment, such person will be resurrected as blind. And when he asks and argues, why did you brought me blind to this life whilst I was able to see? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that because you disconnected yourself and you did not observe remembrance of me. So remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can be either by tongue or by mind or by actions. So somebody asks Imam Sadiq alayhi salam that in Surah Al-Jumu'ah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that remember Allah more frequently, so if there any limit for that? The Imam responded that yes, the minimum requirement is 500 times. And he was surprised, 500 times. The Imam said, yes, when you have the 5 daily prayers, and after each salah, you say 35 times, 34 times, Allahu Akbar, 33 times, Alhamdulillah, 33 times, Subhanallah. This goes to 100, and after 5 daily prayers, they become 500. So 500 times means that you keep remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and communicating with him by Allahu Akbar, by Alhamdulillah, by Subhanallah. And in the end, the subtotal come to 500 times. So this is the remembrance by tongue. But what is the way or the method of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by mind? This means that a Muslim is expected to feel the omnipresence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at any time, in every moment. For example, whether you are walking or working, whether you are praying or sitting, whether you are studying, or even a lady is cooking the food. In all cases, you have to have a firm understanding and comprehension that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is omnipresent, exactly as a driver in the highway when exceeds the speed limit. And suddenly notices the cameras or the police. What do? Immediately they try to reduce their speed. And we all know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware and is watching us in every single step and minute. Even when you have some secret thoughts, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about them. يَعْلَمُ الْجَهْرَ وَمَا يَخْفَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what is pronounced, what is made public, and what is kept secret. And the third one, of course, remembrance by actions. So your acts, your behavior, your actions indicate that you really observing the obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and keeping his remembrance in everything that you do or in everything you avoid. So these are, brothers and sisters, the different ways of remembrance of Allah: by tongue, by mind, and by actions. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the ability to act in this way. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.